what you see. What are the worst things that's going on? You feel this thing. He doesn't poop normally. He has terribly smelling bowel movements. And he vomits. You know?
Sometimes.
And let them go from there with that. Instead of presenting all of this stuff to them. Because I don't want to confuse them with all of that stuff. I'd rather get another total virgin opinion on it. Because if they feel that, it's like, you know, they're going to, just like me, it's like, what the hell, you know? We should be able to define what that is, other than just saying it's poop. And if it is poop, go get it.
Right.
You know? Because that's obstruction.
And I told them also, I said, it's not constipation, it's obstipation. It's
obstipation, you're correct. It's an obstruction, it's an early obstruction. If that's the case, if that's what it is. And if it isn't, it should be showing up on the CT scan. So, I'd like you to present it that way too.
I will.
And then, you know, they'll ask, do you have this, do you have that? And you can show them, you know. You don't have a copy of the CT scan. I've never seen one either.
And I saw it on Dr. Woodruff, who totally did not know what she was talking about, showed me a little bit of it, and I was like, well, oh, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. One of the radiologists noted that there was free, non-specific, free fluid to the, just...
outside the bowel.
Right.
Right.
And he didn't know what that was coming from. When I looked it up, it said also that that would possibly have a renal aspect to it. He was the same doctor that said he found cysts on his kidney. I mean, right where the pylorum is, what's underneath the pylorum? What's?
Well, you go into
the gallbladder and stuff.
Gallbladder, liver,
pancreas.
And then you go into the retroperitoneum where the pancreas is and the kidneys are. Just divided by tissue. Where is the fluid? Did he say? Is it around the kidneys? I mean, if it's coming from the kidneys, it's going to be around the tissue around the kidneys, protecting it from other areas of the abdomen.
Are the radiologists at mild prominence in the right renal collecting system, and visualized right ureter. And then
there can be serum seepage from bowel, from chronic irritation.
Okay.
Into the peritoneum, into the free abdomen. And if it's a small enough amount, it won't amount to anything. Women have that all the time from periods and whatnot.
Well, this didn't, to me, it...
But I don't think it has anything to do with kidneys.
To me, it didn't look normal. And the doctor that said
well,
that...
Lots of things that don't look normal.
Right.
For sure.
Right. But this doctor had said there was, he said, oddly enough, there was... of course, I'm not going to be able to find it now.
No,
but
no worries.
At any rate, it is a concern to me, and like his monocyte level, if that's the right word, or it just seems like, according to the things that I've read about the H. Hamani, that's exactly what would happen.
Well, the other question I have is they did biopsies. I don't see any results of any of the biopsies.
The biopsies, if they all tested biopsies for a viral infection.
Yeah, but the pathologist would look at it and stop the tissue. He can tell what it looks like.
It seems to me that they did not take a biopsy of that thrush area that I mentioned to you.
Well, they took several biopsies around in the stomach, and I just wondered. I mean, if it's infection, they're going to see it. I mean, they wouldn't necessarily know about the other Helicobacter necessarily, but it would look inflamed. It would look abnormal to.
Do you suggest that I tell them that he tested positive for the Hamani? I've been in no contact with
them. I don't know that they would know what you're talking about. Do
the surgeon.
Well, I'm talking...
Maybe the GI, yeah. I don't know if they will. I wouldn't. I never heard of it before. So I appreciate the education.
Did you happen to speak with an infectious person?
I have.
Specialist?
I have. And I don't... I don't think that's the way to go.
Okay.
At this point.
I really hope not.
Somebody needs to take a look at this boy's belly, you know, and make a final decision on what the hell's going on.
I agree.
Because it appears to be mechanical to me.
Definitely. Definitely.
And...
Definitely.
It's just really sad, you know. So that's why I trust these surgeons. I can't guarantee it, but... I always trust surgeons. I don't know why, but they're usually straightforward and get to the point and that kind of thing. Internal medicine type people tend to beat around the bush and look for all kinds of weird crap and stuff and don't get to it, you know. I don't think this is that complicated.
I don't either, and I don't understand why it was so hard at the hospital to get anybody to listen. And you know, that when, after the Ativan incident, he was out the door, and...
I'm surprised they didn't ask for the surgeon to take a look at it.
I'm surprised, too.
Because he's got a, you know, at that point, he had a surgical belly.
Right! And I said that many times.
He had to have had.
I said it so many times. I said, he's completely clear now.
I mean, I'd be worried about a ruptured viscous, or, you know, a simple appendix, or, you know... On and on and on.
Right.
And or hypertrophied pylorus, you know, or any of those things. And I'd want the surgeon to look at it.
Definitely. I definitely want that. And they didn't. They were very uncurious people, it seemed. And some of the...
There's this thing going on in our country with DH, with the state and mothers and their kids. You know about it? So you be careful.
I'm so worried about it, and that's why, I mean, this woman...
I can't think of the little girl's name in Boston, but the state basically has kidnapped her.
Well, and that's what I'm afraid, because the report totally is slanted.
Pushed on you.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and once it goes there, it never comes back. It's Munchausen's by proxy. Call it that anymore, but, you know.
They have totally said that, and they have, I mean...
But there's enough pathological findings.
For that not to be...
What they did from that time to be true. If he's got a spasming pylorus, that explains the vomiting.
That's what I said it when they tried to go down with the endoscope. I don't know.
They never did get through the pylorus.
She said that it went through, and that everything looked normal, but I don't see any... She really didn't write about...
Didn't see any evidence of that.
Right, and it came right back up. I mean, it...
Yeah.
It didn't stay.
As soon as they went down there, he started puking. You know? That's obstruction. I've been through that personally. I had a bowel obstruction, and I know what that feels like. And as soon as they touched my esophagus, whoa!
That's exactly... And it's just, you know, they have the... I read that too, you know. And if it... The reports that I read said, if it does turn out to be the pylorum or something, you know, anything going down the esophagus is just going to...
Automatic.
...irritate it, and they were just like, I have no idea what's causing this vomiting, and what's causing this vomiting. I'm like, are you guys doctors?
That's why I want a surgeon involved, because they understand that kind of mechanical stuff, you know. So, let's get that done.
Okay, thank you. I'm so worried.
So bad for him.
If that caseworker, if the social worker... Could I refer her to you, or are you able to?
If she starts questioning you.
She's about to.
Yeah.
And I mean, definitely, at one point, they wanted Ben, when he was in the hospital, after they did the Ativan thing, they tried to make it seem like he was overly anxious, and that's what it was causing, like, all of the problems. And so they had this doctor come in, named Dr. Bach, who was supposedly a pediatric psychologist, and he laid down these ground rules, and he was like, first of all, it's confidential between us. Second of all, you can speak to me however you normally speak. So even you're allowed to use words that maybe your parents don't allow you to use. And anyway, Ben is not that boy.